Friday, December 22nd. I'm not sure if I'm still alive or dead after what happened with Matt Groening. I don't know. I didn't pronounce his name right. All the Simpsons super fans told me I didn't pronounce his name right one time. In that video, on purpose, I pronounced his name three different ways, just assuming that at one point I'd get it. I didn't get it right. But here we are. It's Friday, December 22nd, the last Friday before Jesus' birthday. Do you remember when Jesus popped out of that virgin, Sean?
I can't get it out of my mind.
It was such a joyous day. What a fucking day. Old Joseph, the father there, is the most trustworthy guy in history. Ain't never have sex with his wife. She's pregnant somehow. And now Son of God pops out.
Boom.
He was the happiest on Christmas Day, by the way, that it didn't look like the neighbor, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is going to be the greatest Friday of your life. I'm all in on it. I can't wait for it to happen. We have Lock It Up coming, where we can make you some money. We have an interview with Antonio Cromartie about his 14 fucking kids and his semen jumping the fucking... the drawbridge to get in after he had his tubes cut or whatever. Snipped? What do you call it?
Snipped.
Yeah, them. And then we got Friday Bangers with my brother. Jason McAfee is in here. At Nick Maraldo is going to be hanging out with us the entire time. This is going to be a great Friday, and we're so thankful that you choose to listen. There are only two words you need to remember while making your list and checking it twice this holiday season. Going to find out if you're naughty.
Or nice.
You only need to remember two words, and they're two guys' names. Okay, but it's just one guy name combined, if that makes sense. It's like a compound name. It's what are those words called? Whenever you use two words to make one word?
Yeah, that's a compound word.
Look at me real quick. Just a quick shout out to education real quick. I think I figured that one out. That's real nice. Tommy John, two guys' names. Put them together. What do they create? The greatest pair of underwear in the history of underwear. Tommy John is revolutionary men's underwear brand that redefined comfort for guys everywhere, including me, Sean, and you.
And me.
And Nick.
Nick as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, nice and snug.
And my brother Jason.
Me and Jason were just talking about Tommy John undies the other day at the bar. The
best. His microphone's not on. That's the way it should be. That's a good move. All Tommy John underwear is crafted from lightweight, breathable fabrics that move with you, never against you. You are a team with your underwear all of a sudden, Sean. You and your underwear are like the jockey and the horse in the Louisville, Kentucky Derby.
You're just out there together working hard for one common purpose, to live through life in a comfortable pair of underwear.
Yeah, tag team. Back again. Party at party. Now let's begin. Friday Bangers, Jay. You better bring it later. A lot of pressure on him.
A lot of pressure.
DJ Lemmy Vice last week.
Tons. He's hard to tough. Tough follow, Jay.
He brought some bangers, but here comes Jason McAfee to save the day on this Friday because we're having a holiday party and my whole damn family's here. Everybody's family's here. This is a joyous occasion, and we're all wearing Tommy John underwear. The first thing you put on normally and the last thing you take off is something that you rarely think about, but now is the time that you should think about it. Tommy John is a breathable fabric that makes you just feel good, gives your quads a hug, gives your legs a hug, makes your stomach feel good, and also it whisks away the water. Do you hear that?
Whiskity whisk whisk.
No moisture. It's incredible. With over 500,000 men upgraded to a more comfortable life, there's now time is for you. Like patented undershirts that stay tucked in and pull perspiration right off your body, socks made with proprietary stay-up technology, and a whole lot more, Tommy John creates everything to get you through your day. They got socks, they got underwear, they got it all. Innovation never takes a day off at Tommy John, even during the holidays. So just know that they're constantly thinking of new ways to help you guys feel more comfortable. All Tommy John underwear is backed by their best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. With over 500,000 men upgraded to a more comfortable life, there's only one Tommy John. No adjustment needed. Give the gift of life-changing comfort for the holidays to yourself or for someone else with Tommy John. Go to TommyJohn.com/America. What's the greatest country on earth?
America.
TommyJohn.com/what?
America.
For 20% off your first order, that's TommyJohn.com/America for 20% off. Plus, get extra savings with exclusive holiday daily deals only at TommyJohn.com/America. Hit the music. Let's have a good one.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. He was a high school All-American, a college All-American. He was All-Pro in the NFL. But the thing that he's most proud of is during his show in Muncie, Indiana,
He made a woman in the crowd laugh so hard, she shit her pants. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat McAfee!
I am so worried about this video. I'm serious. It's going too much. Like, what a hilarious humble brag that is. Oh, a video I created for the internet yesterday got too big, but I think we're in that situation right now.
It's just too hot.
You did too good.
I'm too hard of a worker, you know? If I had one negative about me and too hard of a worker. Mm-hmm. But this could really catch the attention of some people who can really pull some strings in some operations to technically wipe me off this planet.
Keep sharing it. Let's get Pat killed out of here.
Wow.
Evan Foxy coming from the back, who created that masterpiece. All he asks for is a little sherry share. Ain't that right, Evan?
Yeah, sherry share, like you like. Do your dues.
Evan, you did a lot of research for that video.
Yeah, I mean, I basically just followed your whole storyline, though. You told it all on the podcast, so it was pretty easy.
My mom just showed up in the window. I mean, it's hard to take things serious right now. Sally, you should come in.
Mustang Sally.
Yeah, I got a mic up back here for her.
Sally, you should come in. Sally, go in there. Mom, yeah. Oh, my God.
We got Jay's mic back on, too. That's on us.
So, yeah. Those of you, sorry. We said this earlier. We are literally in the middle of the holiday party recording this because there are no days off here. And I guess it's the right thing to do is to celebrate. There's Evan Foxy talking to my mom.
Sorry.
A little bit more respect there, Evan. That's all you, he says.
That's all you.
That's all you.
Hey, lady, have a seat. That's all you.
Mom, put the headset on.
Could have been better, my bad.
Yeah, you've got good hair, I agree, but just put them around the side maybe, on the back.
This thing?
Yep. Mom, how's it going?
Ooh, that sounds weird.
Talking to the microphone, Sal.
Well, wait a minute, it's falling. Who has the big head that was wearing these?
Ty Schmidt, he's got a little head, actually,
no,
I think.
He doesn't.
Is her microphone on? I don't think it is.
Try it.
What?
Welcome to the show. Sally, let's remember we are recording for the audience the greatest Friday of their lives. So a little positivity would be great back there.
Sure.
Mom, what was the study you found on the internet yesterday? I'd like you to tell the crowd, please.
I don't even know why I sent it to you, but babies born with large heads tend to be smarter.
Thank you. More attractive. What else?
And healthier.
Thank you.
In life. And you had a big fucking head.
She literally texted me that out of the middle of nowhere yesterday. It was like such a little bright spot in my day. I just see like the headline. It's like people with big heads tend to be smarter. And I'm like, okay, Sally, thank you for making me feel better about this large fucking mangoloid head I have. And then right underneath, she says, your head is fucking huge. I was like, all right, my mom just called me smart. I feel like that was a proud moment. Speaking of this big brain, every Friday we do something. It's called Lock It Up. What do?
Lock it up.
Lock it up. You lock it up. You lock it up. You lock it up. You lock it up, Evan. Here are my three locks for the weekend. I got a kind of lock, Arizona -3.5 at home against the New York Giants. How do you feel about it, Sean?
I like that lock. I like that lock. I mean, what lock is that, though?
It's a kind of lock.
A kind of lock. All right.
It's an average lock. It's
average
like,
lock.
It's like you could break into it for sure if you had to. Mm-hmm. AQ Shipley's calling me. Speaking of.
Wow.
I literally just picked you guys. Cuz.
Antoine Bethea got the whole team, staff, training room, equipment room, coaches, everybody, Christmas gifts. You need one for your office.
What is it?
It's called a bump box.
What does that do?
It's like, it looks like an old school boom box, but it's like, it plays music.
So you guys are going to definitely win this weekend against the New York Giants?
I hope so.
Oh, no, I'm recording. Let me call you back.
All right, sounds good, man.
Later. I don't know. That's why it's an average lock, though. Did you hear that? There was a little, I hope so.
I hope so. Eli fucking came back out of nowhere.
Because AQ knows that he can't technically tell me if they're going to win or not because I'm definitely gambling on it. So let's just assume that AQ is just being humble. Definitely. You know what? This average lock just got moved up to a, this is a lock. This is an actual lock. Antoine Bethea is buying the entire buildings. Morale is high. It's the holiday season. Bruce Arians, the most Christmas guy I've ever been around in my life. You know, just super holly jolly all the time. AQ looks like a fucking snowman. They're definitely going to win and cover 3.5. Arizona, call it a lock. Jacksonville -4 at San Francisco. Go ahead and put that as a super duper lock, cuz lock it all the way in. Jimmy Garoppolo has been balling out, but that Jacksonville defense is another animal, and he's going to have no clue what hits him. That's a super lock. Sean, how do you feel about it?
I 100% agree. The 3-0 run's over. It's going to be three. It's a clean 3-1 for old Jimmy GQ.
Hey, 3-1's not bad, though. You're attractive. You're still good looking.
Still holding it down. Blake Bortles is going to throw for 400 against San Francisco. Easy.
Do you think I'm dead by Sunday? Do you think I'm dead by Sunday, potentially?
Well, hopefully that your locks hit at least before you go.
If I die, I want everybody to bet these things.
Why are you dying?
Macaroning, Mom. Mom, I'm dead. It's too big. The video's too big.
Well, you know, it was nice while you were here.
It was a good run, your mom said.
I might turn her microphone off. Detroit minus 4.5 at Cincinnati. That's a lock. Go ahead and put it in. Those are my three locks. We got a lot of great things coming for you. Sticking in the NFL line, we got a conversation with a guy that was my teammate earlier. Sean and I caught up to him. 14 fucking children. I don't know how you don't pull out that many. Like, when do you just learn to just stop, you know? Hey. The rhythm method, maybe. Get out. Anyways, Antonio Cromartie, we talked to him earlier. He's a great time. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now via Skype was once the 19th pick in the NFL draft out of FSU. He was in the secondary. He was a kick returner. He ran me over one time. I made the tackle, though. Let's not talk about it. He was a teammate of mine for the Indianapolis Colts. He's known for creating children in a prolific manner. He was an incredible teammate of mine. He was a good guy. Ladies and gentlemen, Antonio Cromartie. Let's go, Crow. How are you, man?
What's going on, man?
Hey, you're on USA Network. You're like a big time TV superstar now. How's that? How's the reality TV life?
That's going good, man. I can't complain.
You enjoy it?
Hey, it pays the bill.
Does the USA Network, do they pitch you for the show, or do you guys go to them pitching the show? Like, who thought this would be a good idea?
You know, honestly, my wife did.
Nice.
She's been actually pitching a show for like the past 7 years. So we have other opportunities, but man, I'm not part of Ratchet TV, man. So man, we just wanted something that was wholesome, family wise, and just move forward. And we came to USA and she pitched it to them and they loved it.
That's awesome. I've got a chance to watch a couple shows. I'm a big USA Network guy. You know, I watch Monday Night Raw, SmackDown.
Law and Order.
All right. So are you retired right now? I see you putting out workout videos on IG. It looks like you're trying to get back in.
I'm trying, man. I can't go out the way I did, man.
Was us the last stop?
Man, that was the last stop. I had one workout. That was obvious with the Saints, but that's about it.
So when you were with us, I thought you were a professional when you came in. I thought you were cool to everybody. You were a lot different than what I thought. I thought you were going to be a dick. I did. I thought you were going to be a dick, and you're like such a cool guy. I did. Because you need me in the fucking face. You need me in the face on a kickoff return, bro.
No one told you to try to come tackle. Let it be.
You legit run like a fucking horse, though. Yeah, you need me in the face. You were like a galloping horse, and I just got bang, 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 bang. And you were happy about it. You weren't like, you were like happy that I was in pain. And I did that.
Dude, you were happy that you just made a tackle.
Yeah, you're damn right. You're damn right I was, Crow. Absolutely. Hey, how the storylines on USA go? Is it just filming all the time? Do they write the stories? How's it all go?
Well, there's always a storyline, but 90% of us is totally reality. But what we do every day life, and I mean, it's, you got to have a storyline or something with everything that goes on today.
How many kids do you have again?
I got 14, man.
What was that?
14.
Yo,
the game don't wait,
bro. The game does not wait. Imagine.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, I don't need your shit, Crow. I got everybody on me right now.
No. What are you waiting on, man? You got a beautiful girl at home, and what are you waiting on? I know she's ready.
Ugh, Crow. Literally, it's the holidays. I don't need you coming after me. I got everybody coming after me.
That's why you got to spread your seed on the holidays.
Hey, you taught me how to play dominoes on a flight home from London.
Hey, the greatest thing ever, right?
We had a good time up there. I was on a lot of edibles at that particular time, but we had a great time. Do you remember when we saw like the Northern Lights or whatever when we were flying back? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
It was one of the coolest things ever. We were flying back from London, and we like saw the Northern Lights, and I was gone, obviously.
What a great time to see Northern Lights on an edible.
Oh, dude.
Playing dominoes with Cromartie. Are you kidding?
But check this out. They pointed us to the direction. Man, we're in the back, man. You know, we're having a great time. It's an 11-hour flight, basically.
It was long.
Back, you know, we just enjoyed. They pointed us to the lights. We saw the lights, and we were right back in the drinking and having dominoes.
I think I got my ass kicked at Domino. I didn't fully understand. I feel like I was getting hustled at one point. You were trying to help me out, which I was very thankful for. Who was old buddy that was trying to bring down the plane every time he smacked down it? It was
one of the young guys.
So you know how to play dominoes,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
This dude, we're on a fucking plane, and it's everybody's sleeping, and I'm just learning the game, and I like.
Oh, you know who?
It was
Morris.
Yeah, it was Morris, wasn't it? Yeah, and he, so I put something down. I feel real good. He comes right on top of me, like 20. Fucking.
He was waiting for you to throw that.
Yeah, boom, 20. Like the whole table flipped. We got Grigson sleeping less than 10 feet away from us. Like that guy fucking hates me. We don't need to be a part of this right now. But they're like, no, that's how you play dominoes. Like, it was like I was soft because I was like, bro, we're a little loud, I think. It was a good time.
Yeah, that's probably like 5% of the reason I got released because I had a nonchalant attitude.
Is that what they said to you when they brought? So it was right after the London game. We lost to Jacksonville. At one point, Blake Bortles punted a football into the crowd. Jacksonville always does good in London, though. It's like their thing. We lose.
They go there the whole week before.
So we go to London and we have Miami's old strength coach with us, and they went to London the year before. So he had all the answers, that guy. And they lost in London the year before.
Guess who they lost to?
Jacksonville. They lost to you?
Yeah, we beat them that year.
Oh, so this was a battling of minds legit from the year before. This was a buildup. The strength coach was like, nope, this is how you do it. And Cromartie's like, no, like we beat that said strength coach, and this is how we did it. I didn't remember that happening.
Did you sleep normally on the, when you were on the Jets when you won?
We had a sleep doctor come in. Like we had shades. I had shades on that flight, like certain shades that detect blue light where you can actually think it's more nighttime. So... my whole thing was to go to sleep on the plane. When you got to the hotel, go to sleep, and then we came out to practice. So it was basically you kept the same routine through the whole entire day, but it was just knowing that, hey, it's time to go to sleep. Go to sleep on your time.
What did we do? We stayed up, right? We were told to sleep. Oh, that was a nightmare. I remember that. It was
when you're supposed to go to sleep.
Yeah, and then we went right into a walkthrough.
Yeah, because if we went to sleep, we had a 9-hour flight. If you would have slept for at least 8 hours on the plane, your body would have been adapted to being in London on that time.
I wish you would have spoke a little louder, Crow. And I think I think if you would have spoke a little louder beforehand, we would have won. You would have never got cut. We would have been teammates for the rest of the year.
No, you won because you was done after like 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, I was not done with that shit, bro. I was about through.
Bro, it was that was the most weirdest organization I've been for. And I feel like the team that we had, right, that team should have won a lot more games.
We were a good team, man.
I don't even care what happened with the injuries. Injuries shouldn't matter. Like, you had guys on the defense side of the ball that was Pro Bowl caliber, and it was just a point of like nobody knew what their job was going into every week.
Sean looked up some stats. What year was it that he led the league in interceptions?
Was that 2007? We had 10 picks.
Yeah.
But then the next year, you how did you play with a broken hip for an entire year?
Dude, that was by God's grace.
That's unbelievable.
How'd you hurt your hip? Creating a kid?
No, you know what? No, it was all right. It's week one. We're playing Carolina. And I go to cut an offensive lineman, and my knee was on the ground when I went to cut. So he hit me, and my whole body just went back, and just popped out.
That's like old man shit, bro.
Then he played 15 games with a fucking broken hip.
What an animal.
Man, hey, I had to do what I had to do. They were talking about money.
Hey, Crow, that was 11 years ago, though, dog. And you're still in shape. If you were to go, if some team called you, you'd be able to play right now?
Yeah, I'm 209 pounds right now.
How much?
209.
I'm 230, by the way.
My usual fan weight is like 212.
I just want to let you know that I'm 230, you're 209. That's probably why that tackle happened where you need me in the chin. Just won't let you know.
If you'd have picked your head up, you probably never would have gotten kneed in the chin four times.
Hey, listen, that was before the heads up football thing. That was before CTE was a thing. All right, Crow, I appreciate you, man. What are your social medias that people can follow along with you?
Look, everybody, man, y'all can follow me on Instagram at AntonioCromartie31. Also on Twitter at Crow31. And if you haven't watched the Cromarties, you can go on Bean, you can go on USA Network, watch Cromarties anytime you want to. You can watch all 6 episodes.
Nice. Well, Crow, I appreciate you for joining me. Thanks for taking time away from your 14 kids. That's 2 touchdowns, 2 extra points of kids.
Now you got to get how you live sometimes.
Hey, man. So you really got snipped and then you created twins after that?
Yes. But see, all right, let me tell everybody. This is what everybody better realize. I got a vasectomy back in 2011.
Okay.
So it was 5 years later that we had my twins. See, everybody thinks like, oh, I got snipped like within 6 months, and then it's like, oh, it happened right after. No, it was 5 years later. You know what I'm saying?
So like, I have a hole in my eardrum. I got in like 2006 or 2007, and they said that I could have surgery or it'll just heal on its own. And like, 7 years later, it healed. Okay. Did your sperm canal heal itself after 5 years of getting stuck? Is that what happened? Did it heal itself?
Man, you're a damn fool. No, man. I honestly don't know, bro.
Did it hop over the? So is it like they just put a snip and it's like having a gorge over like the what's the in a moat? Is it like a moat?
Like the levee?
Did your
like
semen hop over the levee?
Like a levee?
What's the science behind this? I just want to know.
No, dude, it's a ten minute procedure, bro. You're up when you're doing it.
Jesus.
You see smoke coming from down there and everything.
Antonio Cromartie, cool teammate, cool human. Very thankful for your time today, man. Check out the Cromarties on USA. Check out Crow 31, Antonio Cromartie 31 on social media. I appreciate you, man. Best wishes. Tell the family we said hello and have a great holiday season.
All right, man. Go ahead. Now go ahead and make sure you go get your girl pregnant.
Ah, jeez. Hang up on him. Thank you, Crow. Antonio Cromartie was a good conversation, Mom. Did you ever meet Antonio Cromartie when he was a teammate of mine?
Didn't meet him, but I saw his wife and several of his kids in the stand.
Wow. Did you hear how she just threw that out there? Several. She's like, there's a couple is 2, a few is 3, several is at least 5 or more, right?
Yes.
Were they all wearing Cromartie jerseys?
Yes.
He's a good guy. I'm telling you, he's a good dad, too. He's like in their life. They got that show on USA. I think it's a good show.
It's very popular.
Good for him, though. Got his whole thing. The kids thing, though, that's...
I think they just give you a show after you have so many kids. Like, once you pass 10,
Johnny,
you just get a show.
8. I think it's 8.
Yeah.
And if you have a Pro Bowl under your belt, 100% shoe-in for the show. Get
yeah,
picked
like,
up.
Could you imagine if Kate's John was a Pro Bowler? Like, John and Kate plus 8 would be great. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that would have continued to run forever, but instead John and Kate hate each other. Mom shakes her head. She doesn't like that Kate lady. Why don't you like her, Mom?
I didn't like the whole premise of the show.
John and Kate plus 8. What was the
Is
premise?
He still alive?
Yes, he's a stripper now, I heard.
What, yeah. Mom? My mom, like, you're in the annals of the internet every mm-hmm. day, Nick. What you've done with our Instagram is incredible. But Sally lives in there, too. And she goes to, like, worldsworstnews.com. So anytime I say I'm going to do something, like, I'll be like, Mom, I'm going to Florida. Whoop! Well, you better watch it. They're putting bugs that are, like, killing you and giving you AIDS as soon as you bite down. I'm like, where do you read this? You're like, well, just on the internet. She's on worldsworstnews.com. So he's a stripper, and what's she doing?
Oh, I don't know. Leeching off of somebody. I don't know.
Shots fired from Sally McAfee. Just...
Get down!
Sawing people down. You know, life can be... When you have Sally McAfee as your mother... Life can be a great time. It can also sometimes be complicated and confusing. Buying tickets can also be that, but there is a much simpler way to buy with SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the smartest, easiest way to get tickets to every type of live event. Whether you're catching your favorite musician on tour, shopping for the perfect gift, or searching for a last-minute deal to see your favorite team, SeatGeek helps you find the best seats at the best prices.
Prices. The best prices.
There's more than one price for tickets.
There's several prices.
This is a plural operation seats and price.
But if it's two transactions, though, that'd be prices. If you're looking for the best price on a ticket,
fully guaranteed, SeatGeek will do that. Nothing beats being there in person for the biggest plays of the year, and SeatGeek will get you closer to the action for a great value.
We're talking amazing value.
We're talking super-duper value from a super-duper company changing a super-duper old system of ticket buying, and that's what SeatGeek does for you. It shows up in your pocket. It's just a simple little app. You just download it, and then you got two taps, Nick. Two taps. That's four. Technically.
Oh, that was an echo.
Oh, I didn't know we had a little reverb. Mm-hmm,
Yeah, you guys should look into that back there.
Hey!
Hey!
SeatGeek!
SeatGeek!
Is the... Greatest!
What are you boys doing down there?
Shut up, Mom.
What does he say in the Grinch when he's screaming in the cave? He's like, you shut up! No, you shut up! You're an idiot! That's the best. I don't know how anybody thinks any other movie's better than that one. Jim Carrey completely transforms and makes you believe the Grinch is a real thing.
Like Christmas movie or movie, period?
Well, it's the Christmas season. Do you not remember what Jesus did for your sins? Wow, because you're Italian, you killed him. Wow, you still celebrate Christmas? Wow.
Merry Christmas, we still say it.
How do you live with yourself?
Wow.
I still say it.
Anyways, SeatGeek, the best place to buy tickets. Download SeatGeek now, and your first purchase, you'll get $10 off if you use the promo code PAT. P as in pterodactyl, A as in apple, T as in titty, which is a word my mother does not enjoy. And she is in here now, so this is going to change a lot by the way the show is going to go. That's great. Thank you, SeatGeek. That's awesome. Now it's time to get into what we all came here for. Okay, it's Friday. You've had a long week. It's the holiday vacation. You're probably already on vacation. You probably got off today. You're going to swim right into the holiday Monday, then the post-Christmas day, then New Year's is right around the corner. And this playlist put together by Jason McAfee.
J-Mac.
Is going to send you in there. And I cannot wait for you to listen to this. Number one, right out of the gate from Jason McAfee, is a classic.
Uh-oh. Let's
take some calls from the request line.
What? Mom, you ever heard this song, Mom? Mom, you know your son, Jason, the conservative one, this is the first song he wanted out there, just for future reference, Mom.
What's up, Dominique?
Yo, Jay loves the club. Let's not get it twisted here.
Jay, when you picked this, did you know your mom was going to be here?
I didn't know this was going on anything other than the speakers in here.
Jay, don't be embarrassed by your music choice just because your mother is here, okay?
I'm not embarrassed.
Unbelievable. Do you like it from the back? Oh, Jay. Okay, Jay.
Jay wants women to know that they got options.
34, 46. Attaboy, Jay, let him know.
Set the tone.
Get her tongue and she know what she doing with it. Attaboy, Jay.
Jay setting the tone early.
Attaboy, Jay.
Who wants to get their asshole licked?
Number two. Okay, Jay.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm.
Jay goes out every night, so this song makes sense.
Come on.
You go out in Indianapolis, there's a 100% chance you will see a McAfee downtown. And it will not be me. And he'll be screaming this. This is like Jay's theme song. Jay's on the phone now. Everybody.
Rolling down 70 in the fucking Jeep.
Yeah, going 35 miles an hour in that Jeep.
Top speed.
Top speed.
Jay, what's your Twitter?
Is it
unbelievable?
You don't even know.
Jay, here's Jay. Hey, where the party at? Every night.
It's Jason McAfee born too.
It's Monday, Jay. It's Tuesday, Jay. Wait a minute. Tuesday nights are a bad night for the McAfee family. Just know that. In the histories of Tuesdays. I think John McAfee even did some fucked up shit on a Tuesday. You know, the McAfee antivirus guy. From Jason, we're back at it.
Yo.
Mm. Oh.
One of the best high school tabletop beat making songs in history. And I just want to let
y'all know, Jay can do this shit right now with one hand.
I think Jay created this actually. I grew up with a brother who is 4 years older than me and is a tapper. And that's just my, I would like to profess that to the world.
That's Jay right there. Yeah, so on deck.
If you tap around me, there's a good chance I'm going to hear it and I'm going to hate it.
You do have like the most sensitive ears on the planet, though.
Oh,
like,
yeah. You should talk to Sean about that. Sean likes to just go ahead and breathe right into the microphone.
No, that's not that's not true.
That is
true. So true.
That is so true.
That is so true.
Sean, just every once in a while, I'll get a tweet from like a couple of people who are like, yo, whoever's breathing into the podcast, tell them to stop it. And I'm like, I hear it too, but it's a rude thing to say. Hey, Sean. Back your fucking sniffer off the goddamn microphone. I just want to let you know, I hear it too. Yeah, look, now we muted his mic.
So, yeah, I called him out on Heartland Radio. He goes, it wasn't me. It's not me. It's not me. It's not me. So the one constant here is you on two shows of people breathing into the mic.
Hold on. He told me
this
that
is all circumstantial.
He told me it wasn't him too. And I said, so the chest cavity you have that expands when the sound is happening and then decompresses when the sound doesn't happen, is that you or not you? He's like, it's all circumstantial. It's all circumstantial. Great song here though.
Oh, come on. Jay. I love to breathe heavy into this song.
Not a bad song to breathe heavy to. I think Jay actually wrote in a text when he sent the song, he said, here's one for mom. Didn't you say that, Jay?
I did, yeah.
I hurt it. I hurt you.
Woo-hoo. Shake your ass. Shake your ass.
Show me what you're working with.
Shake your ass.
Watch yourself.
Shake your ass.
I came in here with my dick in my hand. Don't make me leave here with my foot in your ass. Jason McAfee setting the tone in Indianapolis. Here's another one from Jason.
Hey, yo, Jacal.
What up, fam?
You know, Buzz and Buzz.
This is a good song from back in the day.
Good to see you, too.
Let's take the streets for a little ride.
Okay, we riding high.
Yeah, you better light your L, smoke your
Busta Rhymes had a good run.
Great run.
And if you ask for disrespect, Busta Man.
I'm not saying, I'm not allowed to say it.
Yeah, I think the streets been looking for this one for a long time. Come on.
I came to bring the pain. What a song.
Another remix.
Another Busta Rhymes right here.
Yeah. Check it out. See.
See that, Jack?
Did Spice Islands also pick this one?
Your fucking head.
And go fucking wacko?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not allowed to do anything else, Jack.
Break your fucking neck.
Break your fucking neck.
Yeah.
You listen to my song?
Yeah. Oh. Here we go now.
You're gonna break your fucking neck.
We be going now. Give it away. Now.
Jay, I like this. I like where you went here. It wasn't your song. This is mine, technically. Yeah. But I like what you did here.
I had a Busta Rhymes tape when I was a kid. My dad snatched it. So you can't be listening to this shit.
It's going to make you a bad person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what happened?
Look at me now.
Look at me now.
You know what? If you would have listened to that, who knows how much worse of a human you would have been.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Anyone's guess.
Who knows? You complimented somebody earlier and they almost shit their pants. I don't know. Well, like, from Nick? I got a compliment from Nick? That never happened.
It's Christmas.
What a nice guy.
Speaking of Christmas, let's go ahead and take that route down really with the by far winner of Christmas songs. But I just wanted that to be known. It's the Pentatonix. Can hear they don't use musical instruments, just their vocal cords and their mouths. This group also has an incredible agent. They are fucking everywhere. They are literally every fucking where. It's out of control. I think they even subbed one out and subbed one in already. They're like, yep.
Didn't happen. Kept them moving.
Yeah. This doesn't sound anything like I thought it was going to. Is this not the Ding Frieser Dunn song?
Sweet
Yep, it is. This is the song. Ding, fries are done. This is it. The real one. Right. This is Santa Claus, by the way, at the beginning. There's an 8-car pile up. He says, oh, Pentatonix. This is the best.
I'm looking at a cheeseburger.
What?
It's like the song when they would cut this song from a fucking fast food ad and shit. And then everybody would just file in a Burger King or something.
This is a banger. The only way that would get better is if Will Smith made it. Yeah, true
story. I received the best Christmas gift I could have ever gotten.
This is such a sad situation. It really is. Because it means there's more of Nick's out there.
Universally panned, awful movie, Bright, on Netflix. Bombed.
What was it called? The worst
movie? Called Bright. Worst movie of 2017.
Who was in it?
Will Smith.
I don't believe it. Will Smith doesn't
It's out there, buddy. It was trending on Twitter today.
Will Smith... Let's not talk about trending because that could kill some people around here. Will Smith doesn't make bad movies. That's just a factual statement.
I don't know. Well, it's been a long time since a good one came out.
Tim McAfee is right over your head in my vision. You're saying you don't like Will Smith? Why don't you like Will Smith? Why don't you like Will Smith? Wow.
You know what? Anyone, all these people can fucking tweet me all they want. That's all the validation I need right there.
Tim McAfee just came in and he's on Nick's side. Like, Dad, how can you not like this?
Don't do it.
No, I'm doing it. You wait until I find it right now.
It's, don't do it.
It's in so many different playlists of mine. It's hard to find. You know what I mean? Oh, there it is. There it is. There it is. I just had it. I just had it. Oh, there it is. Light up the clear. This is Will Smith, Dad. It's the guy you don't like. Think, remember that.
That is hate. That is pure hatred in those eyes. I can see it.
It's a holiday weekend. What a banger, Nick. Hey, Nick. I don't know the words. I don't.
No one does. This shit stinks.
He said fire.
Please.
Little EDM track.
You light it up. We got it. Light it up.
This kills at pool parties in Miami.
All the time. Another banger by him, by the way. Nick,
what
the fuck?
Come on, Nick. Imagine you're 22 right now. You're all hopped up on some shit. You go to the bar to get a couple fucking Smirnoff Ices. Come on.
You can hate all you want. When that music hits my bones, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Fresh Prince gets on the mic like that, Nick, and you don't like it? And now you got Tim McAfee all of a sudden. Out of nowhere.
It's just brutal, man. It's just brutal. It's like I'm going to come back and just put this song out and make all kinds of money, and then, oh, shit, no one likes it. What am I supposed to do? I'll make a movie. Everyone will like that. No, no one likes that either. What am I supposed to do?
His son just dropped a hot rap track. So
oh, yeah, his
that,
son
though?
Is his son's a real star, son. Too.
Yeah, Will Smith's semen hasn't really produced much greatness, but himself, the Fresh Prince, is a monster.
Used to be.
I'm tired from dancing.
Hey, his son has a pretty good song out right now.
What is it?
I forgot the name of it. I just heard it.
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah. He raps in front of that Tesla SUV.
Huh?
In the video.
Come on, cuz.
I'm just letting you know, it's not a bad song. I'm not saying it's fucking Wu-Tang Clan in 1991, but it ain't that bad.
Is this it?
I don't know. Is that the one where he stands in front of the Tesla with the doors up?
Tesla, good car, by the way. Tesla's a great car. Elon Musk, probably going to be a part of the group that's going to kill me.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
This is great.
Oh, I don't remember any dogs barking in it. Woof.
Oh, this
was that a woof?
That's a bad song.
I was going to say, Patty, careful whose wagon you hitch to, because, you know, Will's one thing. Jaden's a whole nother animal.
So Jaden has an album called Sire, S-Y-R-E, of course. And the name of the songs are B, the next song, L, third song, U, fourth song, E. Clever.
How do you like that?
You ever think of that? Blue. First four songs. Is that not just a mind?
Yeah. That track, L, it bangs. I love L that. Bangs. I love L.
Dude, so many L's getting taken behind the glass, by the way. Evan and Ty just losing so much in basketball.
Wow.
So many L's.
How did Will Smith turn into that?
Well, we just got to move forward, Evan. Sorry. Evan, we just got to move forward. Sorry. This past year, we got a chance to become friends with a guy who had an incredible song, and here we go. This guy was a good guy. You know who this is, Jay? Thanks for listening to the show. It's my brother, Chase Rice.
Damn, pretty girl, you wouldn't done it again. You're gonna turn it sexy all the way up to 10. I never seen a side ride seat looking so hot. Baby, you rock, hit the spot like a fireball shot.
Great banging song. This guy said he wanted to fight other country musicians.
My money's on this guy, too. He's like 6'5".
Chuck Pagano was once his coach. Listen, Chase Rice, that's a tough name for Chuck Pagano to say every day. Chase Rice needs to calm it down with all the singing in the shower. That's a real conversation that probably happened, like at some point, you know what I mean? Another guy that stopped by the office who has an incredible song, and he might be, I don't know, he asked for 45 tickets for the fucking New Year's show, so I don't know if he'll be stopping by, but he's an incredible guy. He's got a great song. Here we go. Indiana country musician, Corey Cox. Handsome fella.
Great track.
Great song.
We went out last night to drown a week of work and find a hell of a time.
Perfect for Friday. Here we are.
It's been forever.
Forever.
Since liquor and my liver got to spend some time
together. I could guess
easy,
that one.
Kind of crazy. Over the top, maybe.
Maybe.
But if I know me, I was quite the sight to see. And there was beer and margaritas,
whiskey and
tequila,
fireball
flowing like a waterfall. Lost my wallet, lost my phone, heard I took a cabbie
home.
I didn't know they came out this far. Safe to say, I drank my way right out of that funk. You know you
had a good time.
Oh.
When you wake up drunk. Nailed it. Jay, I know this song.
Nailed it.
I listen to it all the time.
Nailed it, dude.
Every day.
I listen to this song all the time.
This is your go-to karaoke track, clearly.
Every time.
Fucking.
Hey, Sally, take it easy back there. Did you say it sounded like I didn't know the song?
No, I said that sounded like you every day in college.
Oh, Jesus. Had a good connection. All right, Dad, we don't need you chiming in. Here's another one. Another friend of the show. This guy,
friend of the show.
This guy hung out with us all Indianapolis Motor Speedway Indy 500 week.
2017, Song of the Summer.
By the way, fuck that race.
Summer banger.
And that track. Just for future reference. Not Doug. Everybody underneath
my
him.
Baby's got a little secret. She knows I know how to keep it. Ain't trying to tell nobody. She likes it a little bit naughty.
Chad, do you know this one? I feel good about that, like a real friend.
She's down anytime as long as I keep it on the dark with the lights down low.
Nothing but
high heels talking about a smoke show.
This song never gets old.
Never.
Keep it undercover. She only lets me love her in the dark.
What a song.
She only.
This song fucks, but he needs to work on these music videos a little bit. I think we can help him out there. I think we can take over and help out there.
I've been telling him that literally since the day I met him. Like, I didn't know that he was as successful as he is. I was like, yeah, man, just let us make some shit for you. We could probably make that happen. He's like, okay, well, I got to talk to my people. I'm like, oh, I was like, I thought we were just cutting him the fuck out of this whole thing. I thought that's what we were going to do.
Just come in. Just come in. We'll do it.
It's real interesting whenever I talk to a company and like their marketing person chimes in and I just like skip over them in the email. Like, hey, yeah, let's go ahead and cut this person out of this because those terrible commercials you've been making are because of that person. So let's just go ahead and get them off the email. And then there's always one follow-up with them in there again. Like, oh, I think I got lost off the other That's on me. That's on me. This guy also stopped by the office, if you do recall. Friend of ours. Good human. Handsome fella. Handsome fella, if you do recall. And this is his best. Nope. Drake White. Do you remember him coming in here? He was a talented motherfucker,
really good.
That guy.
Really good.
Everybody said we wouldn't make it, baby. Love no- I don't think I ever heard that song before. Do we love it? I don't know. Drake, come on. Drake. Here's one. It's called It Feels Good. I think this one's going to feel good. Oh, here we go. Oh, did you hear that? Oh, yeah. Oh.
Someone can't believe this song's on.
Yeah, like in the studio. What? Oh. On the river bank, she looked over lazy. This guy's good. She gave me a wink. This guy's good. She said there's no sense of working if it's just staying hot. So dip your toes in the water, baby. This is a spot. Well, it feels good. Good. Yeah. Yes, it feels right. Drake White, friend of the show. The great song here. You should check him out. But in 2017, a lot of things happened. I retired. Gregson got fired. A lot of good things happened in 2017. The highlight possibly could for the universe could be me donating a large amount of money to a Boys and Girls Club in Arkansas and having a lifelong friendship with this man right here. Nick, do you remember this trip to Arkansas?
Yeah, I went twice. It was incredible.
I get like FaceTimes from John Daly, and that's just a mind blower to me. Like, I'll just be sitting down, hanging out, like watching the NFL Sunday or whatever, and they were in the father-son thing, him and little John, who has the most respect for humans that I've ever seen in my entire life. I want little John to become the best golfer on earth just to see how he acts.
Oh, my God.
He is a hilarious individual. Little John is 14 years old, really good at golf, and fucking hysterical. But anyway, so they're playing in that thing. I get a FaceTime from him while it's like live. I'm like, I thought you were playing on TV. He's like, no, but wait till you see how we finish. We played real fucking good. Little John started burying putts and fist pumping all over the course. I was like, I love it. I was like, all right, John, have a good one. Then I just get a text from him out of nowhere. I'm like friends with John Daly now. That's a pretty cool thing. He's one of the most interesting humans on earth. In this song, man. And lost against the best. This old road's been a hell of a test. I'm still driving. I ain't slowing down. So many good golf analogies in here. Break and bend. Mistakes I made again and again. But I tell you this, my friends, I'm still around. I hit it hard, man. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get to our holiday party. I hope you guys had a great one. This show was brought to you by MyBookie, the Lock It Ups. They didn't know that they were supposed to be the first ad read, MyBookie. You fucked up the entire set of the show, but I love it because you're the best place to bet on earth. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. And if you want to make money betting the games, you got to go to MyBookie.ag. They're the only site I'd recommend them. Just because I recommend them doesn't mean you don't have to check them out for yourself. Go make that money. I gave you three locks earlier. Three of them, Sean.
Three strong-ass locks.
Lock, lock, lock. Three of them. Poop, poop, poop.
Lock it up.
Back to back to back.
Get your money up.
Now go to mybookie.ag and bet. With your first deposit, they will match up to a 50% bonus if you use promo code McAfee. That's M-C-A-F-E-E. MYBOOKIE.AG. Use promo code McAfee today. MyBookie.AG. Promo code McAfee. Get 50% back. You play, you win, you get paid. Go get paid. For me, Sean, Nick, Jason, my mother, Sally, my dad, Tim, my beautiful lady, Sam's in there, Evan, Foxy, and Ty Schmidt, who's been put into the timeout chair. I cannot wait to see you guys next week. We got one show coming for you on Thursday, probably. Enjoy your holiday. Remember, Jesus flopped out of there for you in a barn. So celebrate accordingly. And if you are Matt Groening, yeah, I'm a fan. We're fans.
Huge fans.
Don't kill me. Trying to tell me how to live my life.
These lawyers are strange, spending money like my ex-wives. Gambling, drinking, I smoke three packs a day. Hell, ain't country music supposed to be this way? It's from the heart, man.
I hate it hard, man! Have a great weekend.